history is going to be made tomorrow at Optus Stadium. The first footy game to be played in front of a record over 50,000 crowd. It is going to be huge. I have one of the players on the line who will be taking on Collingwood. Gemma Horton, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm excited about this, but I bet you're a little bit more excited than me.
Yeah, a little bit nervous, but definitely excited.
So let's go through your head a little bit. How do you prepare to play in front of this many people?
I think you just take it like any other game. Whether there was one person in the crowd or 55,000, you just have to really embrace it. Once you get there, take it all in, soak it all in, and then when that first bounce down goes up or down, you just play our style of footy.
Yeah, that's all you can try to do. Obviously, it's going to be very different with that huge crowd, but yeah.
It's obviously the first game ever to be played there, the first game that you're going to play there. Have you had the chance to train on the ground yet? Had the chance to train at Optus?
Not trained, but we did get a chance to look at the venue, and it's just incredible. So, yeah.
Obviously, last week, not such a good week. What differences are we making going into the Pies?
Yeah, so I guess it was a disappointing loss with the Bulldogs. I didn't play, but the girls didn't drop their heads and they fought back in the second half. And we obviously can't afford to give a team like the Bulldogs a head start, nor Collingwood. So we'll definitely be on top of that the first, second quarters this round.
Excellent. And let's just touch a little bit on preparation as well. Has your preparation changed much going into this game after that letter from the league's football operations manager, Steve Hocking, was sent to 8 competing clubs ahead of this weekend's round, urging more of a free-flowing game?
We haven't really spoken about it. We don't really have anything to worry about. We just play our brand of footy and show that the third quarter against the Dogs is how we'll start in all our quarters.
Yep, makes sense. Bring in that tenacity then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. You are about to make history, so congratulations in front of that huge crowd. Just do me a favour and just do take a minute to enjoy it all while you're out there before you get right into the nitty-gritty of it all. Just take that second to enjoy it because you are making history this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. And I think as we all run out, even the girls that aren't playing, we'll definitely be running a good game this weekend, hopefully.
Excellent. Well, good luck. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but go the Dockers.
Thank you so much.
You know what? I'll be honest. Gemma Horton there. I am a Dockers fan. Fremantle women's Dockers fan.
Yeah, that's where your allegiance lies.
My allegiance is
AFLW.
There. Yeah, well, Hawthorn doesn't have a team.
Fishing. A jerk on one end of a line, waiting for a jerk on the other end.
Oceanic Marine. The only specialist boating service centre in Busselton.
And I do have Holly now on the line. Morning to you, mate.
Hey, how are you? Good, mate. Yourself?
Oh, doing pretty good, mate. How have you had much of a fish this week? Have you had a chance to even get out there?
Oh, well, the weather's been crazy. And I tell you what, I'll just say a good happy good morning to my lovely wife and Amelia at home. I've been out working since like 6:45 this morning, mate. This my name's not working. I think I might have to change it again, I think. Just so busy with this hot weather and, everyone's watering. It's just driving me crazy, so...
So maybe do for a fish then.
Big crabs out. Did you see those photos?
Well, we put them up on our Facebook page last week, and those crabs, I think a lot of people want to know exactly where they can find them.
Yeah, so do I. My mate, he's scooping them. He's going to actually take me for a little wrap over the weekend, you reckon? So I'm happy to go and join right in there. But he even, he's got a little net too. He does a bit of mullet as well. He's got a nice feed of mullet there as well. King George are in the bay. They've still been there for a long time. Early, guys. So you've got to get out like just as the sun's cranking up. Because if you don't get there early, the trumpeters and the blowies come in, but by about 7 o'clock. So you've got like a good window of a couple of hours. And you want to hit the ramp back about, 7 or 8 o'clock when everyone's just starting to fish. And you go, wasting your time after that. my good mate Max, I was mowing a lawn on the beach run this morning. He said, salmon around the Cape. He said he went out there on the weekend, got a nice feed of salmon, so they're in early, guys. But then even last year, there was a school that hung around the jetty for, like, most of the year, just a big school of salmon, just didn't take off. Herring schools as well through the bay, just sort of anchor up somewhere, guys, burly up with a bit of bread or some pollard or something, and, they've been going off. Also, the Blue Water Classic's coming up on February the 17th and 18th. They've got some unbelievable prizes. Like, I think, like, the biggest herring, biggest white. So, looking at $1,000 a prize, so.
Yeah.
And they've got good different categories, like kids and women and like, deep water and off the beach. So, there's open for everyone, guys.
Yeah.
And the weather over the weekend, though, is not looking too good. This wind's just crazy. It's just, which is good, though, like us locals say, over the school holidays and stuff. It keeps all the terrorists away from our dewy, so. so we don't mind that at all. So, yeah, tight lines, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much, mate. Not wrong. Eventually, the whole bunch of tourists, they'll be rocking up today from that cruise ship, mate.
Yeah, I saw that out there this morning. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. But they've had a few, like, over the last few weeks. It's just awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we've got another big one next week, mate, with the QE2 popping in. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's going to disrupt too much for you, mate. But
that's
hopefully.
That's up at Bunbury, isn't it, I think, coming in?
No, yeah, it's coming in Busselton, mate. So, yeah, okay, it's making awesome. An appearance. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we
sure.
normally, when we see him come in, Maxine lets us take Romex. We go around, like, chuck a couple of laps around it, try and hurl eggs at him and stuff. But, yeah.
Ollie, mate, thank you very much for the chat, mate. And good luck
all
with
right,
your
mate,
fishing this weekend, mate.
Yeah, see you
ya.
Too.
We know the quit smoking campaign a few years ago when that launched. A few people were pretty shocked by it. They started
very
putting
strong, yeah.
those pictures on the cigarette labels where you'd go for a durry and then all of a sudden you're looking at someone's half-missing foot, you know, and there'd just be things like that that was really a shock when it first came out. Now we're kind of used to it and we go, yeah, of course, you're buying a packet of foot smokes. Like, we're just used to seeing it on there.
As used to as you can be to a gangrene foot.
Yeah. Now, the Australian Medical Association's wanting to try the same style campaign but tackling obesity this time. Not exactly sure how they're going to do that. I can't really see, you know, someone having a heart attack being labeled all over a packet of chips or something like that. But they do want to kind of go with that same kind of scare campaign. Obviously, you got things like diabetes where amputation is a real thing, you know, blindness, strokes, all those sort of things do all come with obesity.
Michael Gannon's one of Australia's top doctors. Here's his quote. Obesity is a public health crisis and more than 60% of adults are either overweight or obese. We need to try all different kinds of strategies to get the message through. The comparison between the fight against smoking and the fight against obesity is appropriate, Dr. Gannon said. How do we feel about that?
Yeah. I agree. It is a big issue. I'm a big guy myself. You know, I agree with it. I don't know if scaring people is the way to go about it, especially if you're putting a ton of cash into that scare campaign. I don't know if that's the way to go about it. I think it's more make the healthier options more affordable, you know, and also easier. I think a lot of people, and myself included, when it comes to the reason why bad eating and, you know, not getting outside, not exercising, is a lot of people these days are time poor, whether it's because they're spending too much time at work,
certainly,
whether it's too much time with their family, or maybe they're doing something bad, whatever. But I think it's about making these things not only affordable, but being able to be done in a quicker way. It's so much easier to obviously drive through on the way home. But you can't drive through to really get a salad at most places. You know what I mean?
It's a point well made, Alan. Yeah.
And you used to be a personal trainer, so you know what I'm talking about in regards to doing exercise and stuff. That's great, yep. But it all starts with a diet.
Oh,
for a lot
absolutely.
Of time.
And without
so,
question, it's all about
yeah,
diet. Yep.
I don't want to turn around and just kind of say we need to make veggies more affordable because farmers are struggling enough as it is. So it's not as easy fix as that. But I don't know. Maybe there needs to be something in place where. It is somewhat just easier to prepare, easier to, I don't know, I really, it's one of those things that I need to sit down and have a good hard think about.
No, but it's a,
but I don't think this is going to work,
it's an interesting
is my point.
Point. Will the scare campaign work? Is that the right way to go?
You hear about this all the time, don't you? The lunchbox police. Mm. You know, obviously these days they're trying to, you know, deal with the whole nutrition when it comes to what kids are actually eating at school. A lot has changed, actually, over the past few years.
But no, now, don't envy the job the teachers have got to do most of the time either. But
yeah, I mean, back in my day, it used to, you know, you'd have your roll-up, a choc chip muesli bar, some juice, you know, like, you know, I remember once, like, there was kids just eating two-minute noodles, like... Teachers would have sure. had a heart attack. It was today when that was happening. And a story has come out of Melbourne where a mum has just copped it over giving her daughter a Lamington.
Again, normally we empathise with the good job the teachers do, but if you send a child home simply for having a Lamington, reprimand a child over having a Lamington? That's un-Australian.
A 40...
Just quietly.
No, that's a fair call, mate. 40 calories, the Lamington was. 40 calories, which if you know your calorie intake, that's nothing.
Yeah, they'll knock that off in 2 minutes running around
that's,
the schoolyard.
That's it, especially if you're a kid running around. But right. So, you know, obviously since then it's jumped on social media, it's had a bit of backlash against the teacher and the school in regards to it. But yeah, I'm glad I don't have a kid
average
right now.
Average week, fire these lunchbox police. Get them out of here.
I like it, mate. Get them out of here. Un-Australian.